Hello, welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is a taping of our live show. We did this last night at the Hollywood Improv. Thank you so much to everybody who came out. We had so much fun. We even had lighting, okay? We felt so fancy. This was really fun. Hope you guys enjoyed this bonus episode. And thanks again to everybody who showed us so much love last night. We love you.
Folks, welcome to the lab at the world famous Hollywood Improv. Please welcome to the stage, Watch What Crappens.
Oh my God.
I love the blue lighting, darling. And thank you. This is not as high as I need it, but close.
Yeah. This is amazing. I feel like we're doing the NPR Delicious Dish right now. You know?
Let's do it.
This is really exciting. Welcome to Watch What Crappens Live. The last time we did one of these live shows in LA was about 4 years ago. And Tammy was in our front row. We had like 10 people.
Tammy
LaPlane. She's back in the front row. We had only like 10 people.
BB Raven, darling.
Yeah. What? No, I was going to say, we only had about 10 people that time. But Tammy,
and most of them
was
thought it was
laugher.
Like some terrible improv show, so they had to sit there. Yeah. They were like getting their thing stamped for class. Yeah. God bless their hearts. They're like, this is not improv. So, I mean, I guess it is.
Sort
we
of.
Just don't stick to the game.
Yeah, we it's Ariana. Improv without a game, yeah. Don't tell Ariana we don't take sketch comedy very seriously. So first of all, I want to thank the Sideshow Network for setting up this whole thing for today.
Holy crap, Sideshow Network. This place, a dark place with a table in front of me. You win.
Yeah.
And a bar.
That's great.
Sideshow, thank you.
And for people who are listening at home, we're at the Improv in Hollywood. So it's...
they have chandeliers, darling.
It's like, it's
some
amazing.
Shannon Bedore shit right there.
We have, there are like, I don't know how many people are here because I'm bad at estimating, but I would say about 300, I think.
Yeah, totally. Don't say that.
We have people here from San Diego, from New York, from Atlanta.
From Atlanta.
It's true. It's amazing. So
this
thank
is a
you all for
good time to get
out
of Atlanta. The reunion.
It is a really good time.
So Nene's going to try and pretend she was nice to you the whole time.
Yeah. In fact, here she comes. Bloop.
Bloop. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, donk, donk, donk. Woo, woo. She's that guy from Police Academy.
Yeah. So thank you guys all for coming out during rush hour in L.A. That is a big, big ask. And so we appreciate that. We've
burned through our asks. Oh, and by the way, only one of these is vodka, so don't get worried. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
One of these is water.
I am actually double fisting with an iced coffee and a Bud Light.
So you do this it.
We also, by the way, in the audience, we have some actual real life Bravo stars here. We have several members of Newlywed Season 1 and 2 here. We have Brandon, we have Craig, we got Tina, we got Tara.
What did he say? 1 and 2? He did not watch 2. He was like, lesbian couple, out. I'm out.
Was there a season 2 that I missed?
Yeah, there was. Lesbians.
I think
they're still together. God bless their hearts.
Just members of the Bravo family are here. So thank you guys for coming and
bringing
your star power and looking all beautiful.
And also smelling really good and having touchable hair. Because you know that's the first thing I did.
And by the way,
everyone's hair.
They're also really good sports, considering how much shit we talk on our podcast. The fact that you guys actually
thank God
up.
Those two girls haven't listened to that shit. I was like, hey, did you listen during your season of Newlyweds? And she's like, I don't think you covered it then. We didn't. Don't listen.
No, nothing at all. We didn't say anything.
I'm a good gay friend. I say that shit behind your back.
Oh my gosh! So we are here for the next 45 minutes or so. So we are not going to really recap a show because you know us, it takes us 2 hours to get through a show. But we have Bravo stuff to talk about. We have Bravo gossip to discuss.
Do you have notes?
Well,
we're
have.
Going to do this from Mems.
Well, do we have the we have the gossip item, which is, did you guys hear that Tamara and Vicky were in a near a life threatening?
Look, everyone's so sad. They buying that shit. Don't buy that shit. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, no, they're really hurt. No, they're not. It's on TMZ. They're not hurt.
Yeah.
When they're calling TMZ from the hospital bed, don't be worried. It's like Tamara's fifth boob job. Like, you can't pretend you're suddenly worried, okay?
Yeah, so basically they were driving like a dune buggy, and Tamara was driving, and Vicky was in
drunk.
The car. Yeah, exactly. Tamara was driving, .. is always the worst way to start a sentence. You know, it's never going to wind up well. Okay. So they were driving. Apparently she flipped the car, and it rolled over. It was like super scary. But I think this is a good example of what happens when Jesus takes the wheel, right?
Well, you know, that fucker invented wine.
Yeah. Jesus is like, I tried, people. I tried.
Do not get in the car with Jesus. He's drunk. Oh, wine. Turning water into wine, Jesus.
So they're both okay. They're both okay, which means we can joke about it. Because if they gotten hurt, then we'd be just bigger assholes than we already are.
But. Next year, Tamara's eighth boob job to repair the boobs that were hurt in the dune buggy.
Exactly. They've been, like, flattened extra, so you're still, like, putting all the balloons in there.
Yes, the shattered boob. I feel plastic in my ear, bitch. What was I going to say about Tamara's boob job? Oh, so the big part of the story that was like, you guys should really take this seriously because they were really hurt. Afterwards, Vicky almost barfed. Vicky's almost barfed at like every dinner party she's ever gone to. That dune buggy was just another party. She's like, bleh, bleh,
yeah. Bleh, the real story is they served crawfish in the dune buggy. She's like, bleh. How do you think?
There's no parking for golf carts? Bleh.
We knew this was going to happen. I mean, I think we all remember the way every season they were always driving around in golf carts, almost crashing those things. I mean, who thought it was a good idea to give Tamara Barney a golf cart?
Speaking of fake medical shit, did you guys read the People magazine article with Brooks Ayers? It's so good.
I didn't read this. Wait, what was it?
It's so good. He goes on People magazine for this interview, and he's like, everybody was trying to make me look terrible for years, and it was difficult to be with Vicky. They tried to make me look like a con man. And they said, so why did you forge your cancer records in like a knockoff of Photoshop that still had the watermark on it? And he was like, well, because they were calling me a con man. So you're proving you're not a con man faking your medical records.
Well, he's doing that whole thing of I wasn't a criminal until I was sent to jail for a petty crime, and now I'm hardened, I kill people. It's like, no, you're just a shady-ass motherfucker. So
you
want
to ask a difficult story, like something that's really had a difficult time in the press? Cancer, okay? Cancer never gets a good rap. It's always fucked in the press, Brooks.
Yeah.
You see? I need that awkwardness. I need that awkward laughter. To remind me in the show.
Hey, of course, discussing horoscopes. Cancers just do not do well in the news. No, but Brooks is really shady, and I like that he's teasing this out. You know what's a good way to remind people that you're not a con man? Is not going to People magazine and telling people about all the ways you've conned everyone. Okay? That's how you do it. You don't just, like, pop up every 5 minutes. I wonder what his thoughts were about the dune buggy accident. He probably said that he got hurt in it, too. He's like, I got a broken arm. You weren't even in it. Megan King Edmonds shows up.
I've had a fractured wrist. God damn it. I've had a fractured wrist since the 80s because of that dune buggy accident.
There's going to be like a Zapruder film of it or whatever. What do you think that car ride was like? That dune buggy ride?
Shut up, bitch. There were four people in the ride. I feel bad for the other two people getting no publicity.
I know.
Kind of like dying in the back. No one cares. It's all about Tamara.
I feel bad for them just for being stuck in close quarters with those two women in a dune buggy.
Listen, if you get in a dune buggy with Vicky and Tamara, you deserve to die.
I know.
Right? There's no saving it. Bye.
Yeah, but they were apparently, for those of you who don't know, they were actually airlifted out of there. They were airlifted. What about the others? The others were just left
there.
Exactly.
They're just left there.
They're still lying by the side of Lake Havasu. You know.
Vicky's like, fix the dune buggy. We'll be back. It's serious.
Well, the good news is I'm sure the dune buggy was insured. And if not, then it's going to be a real disaster for Vicky.
You know it wasn't.
I love making a good insurance joke. You know?
Fake rich people do not pay their insurance.
Yeah. The other thing...
It ain't paid for in the first place. Why may they pay insurance on my best my Best Buy card. I haven't paid for that TV. Why would I get insurance for it? Take it. I don't care.
I have, like, insurance about, like, stupid things. I'm like, I buy a coffee, and they're like, would you like to insure that? I'm like, yes, I would. What happens if I spill it? You know, it's like, now $30 later. Wait, it's already
we'll take
done.
That $10 Best Buy plan at the end.
I know.
At checkout.
But you know what? There was other news.
Do it.
There was.
I'm watching you from the side. You have this this eyebrow that's, like, sticking out. Oh, yeah. It's so
hot. This is something very special for people who are watching this in person. I have an eyebrow that shoots up. When I'm talking, it like bounces up and down, and people. No, it's like
cute.
Both of them.
It's like an eyebrow cowlick.
Oh, you're talking about the actual eyebrow that's like sticking.
Yeah,
out.
Like an eyebrow hair.
There's that too, but I haven't. When I talk, my right eyebrow goes up a lot.
Oh, I would never judge your eyebrow movements.
No, it's fine, but it's apparently something that I do, and people are like really amused by it. I look like I'm like cross-examining them or something like this, like getting all serious.
You're Juliana Margulies.
Yeah, I'm Juliana Margulies-ing it. But the exciting thing is that Erica Jane, the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, she has released a new song. Has anyone heard the new song yet?
You guys.
Brandon is already like standing up, like he's waving his arm.
Okay, this song. So Erica Jane is one of those Real Housewives women. It's like her storyline to convince everybody her vagina still works. That's like a recurring storyline. They're like, maybe I'm 40, but my vagina works. I don't give a fuck. You know, like that's always their story. But she's taking it to this level that is so disturbing. This video, she has a lollipop.
Yeah.
And she's like, and then she literally, there is a table here, but she's literally doing it. She's like.
Yeah.
Like rubbing it.
Scratching the vag. That was Ronnie scratching his vag. That's, again, another Easter egg for the people here.
There's nothing there. I'm 40. It's like down to my knees. Don't worry. That was totally safe. So she's not patting the puss. She's really just itching her vagina.
She's scratching the puss.
Yeah. It's like a Vagisil commercial.
So one of our ongoing jokes, by the way, the podcast, there are actually some people here who are like new to the podcast. BJ, where's BJ?
Oh, I love that someone named BJ is new to Watch What Crappens. Darling.
BJ, we know you're out there. This is BJ's first time listening to Watch What Crappens.
BJ.
Our ongoing joke with Erica is that her whole thing all season is her being like, I don't give a fuck.
All right.
So she releases a song that's literally called, like, how many fucks do I give? Zero. We're like,
so I don't give
we're
a
not
fuck.
Exaggerating.
That's her whole song.
I don't give a fuck.
Rubbing her vagina and then trying to be like Gwen Stefani. Look, your idol as a singer should never be someone who sings off key. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
I love Gwen Stefani.
I love Gwen Stefani too, but y'all, come on now. That's some auto. Even auto tune, she sings flat. Even with fucking auto tune.
True.
I love her.
I will stand up for Gwen Stefani because I love her underwater, like, gargle voice.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt, yes. And then after, I don't know what happened. And I was in the Rite Aid the other day getting some Mike and Ikes. And I passed this magazine cover, and it was Gwen Stefani. It was like, Gwen Stefani, miracle baby. Gwen Stefani's 46, I think, and she's having a miracle baby. And I was like, Erica, this is who you're modeling yourself after. They're excited
I think
that she has something implanted.
There are way worse people to model yourself after than Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani looks fantastic.
This is Gwen Stefani on The Voice. Everyone else is like, I can make your career. I can take your gorgeous golden voice and turn it into something. And Gwen Stefani's like, I could get you better clothes. That's Gwen Stefani singing advice.
Yeah. Well,
own all her albums. I'm the biggest hypocrite in the world, by the way. I own them all.
But either way, I mean, you're right, though. She's totally trying to be Gwen Stefani. And it just is amazing because the lyrics of the song are really just her being like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. You walk. How many fucks do I give? Zero fucks. Zero rhymes with Robert De Niro. You know what I get to think about Robert De Niro? I don't give a fuck about Robert De Niro. Like, everything. It's insane.
Pretty much. We did not bring the little clip because that's what's been released on YouTube.
Yeah,
but we actually
seconds.
Have a leak because we know people
because
we talk on Skype.
Yeah.
So
we have an exclusive clip of the song.
Yeah.
It's yes. Exclusive. Everyone's excited. Everyone's excited. There was a gasp in case you didn't hear
it. Are you ready?
All right.
All right. Hit it. Hotness. Who's that guy? What's his name?
How about the fucks do I give?
None.
How about the fucks do I give?
None.
How about the fucks do I give?
None.
Zero, zero, zero. I'm done.
Sometimes at lunch they ask if I want water.
I don't give a fuck. I really like eating peanut butter right out of the jar. I don't give a fuck. I use hairspray, yeah, but also gel. I don't give a fuck. When UPS comes by, I sign. I don't give a single fuck. How many fucks do I give?
None.
How many fucks do I give?
None.
How many fucks do I give?
None.
Zero, zero. The song is done, and I don't give a fuck.
Well done, Erica. You know,
Grammys.
I get that it's really hard for you to give an 80-year-old a boner, but you're officially trying too hard. Pull back. Pull back.
That being said, still like her on the show. Still like her
I
on
do
the show.
Too.
I do too.
I still like her on the show too.
Do
yeah.
you guys? Wait, what do you guys think about Erica Jane on Real House? Do you think she's good for the show, or you think
Who
she's like
slut?
A whatever?
Did someone just yell out slut?
No, someone said love,
oh,
not
I,
slut.
You, I just heard slut. I thought someone was like slut. Slut love.
Slut love. Yeah.
She doesn't, but last week she laughed,
someone just
so
said
I like
she doesn't
her
have
again.
A sense of humor. She needs to...
Yeah.
I think she does need to loosen up a little bit. We said this on the show a few times. Like, if you're going to be that down with the gays, you got to, like, loosen up and, like, laugh some more, you know?
She doesn't understand what it's like to be around friends that you haven't paid for. I mean, those women, like, do not want to hear her shit. It's like, oh, I had some air blowing on my vagina while I was, like, singing to a track of a song. They don't care. They, like, work. Most of them, like, have job. Well, one of them. How many have jobs on that show?
On Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Three. Are you counting Kyle?
Well, Eileen has a job. Eileen has a job. Lisa Vanderpump has a job. Lisa Rinna does jobs.
Oh, Lisa Rinna has a lot of jobs. She's have like, you seen her on QVC? Oh, Lord.
She's like, I'm selling lemonade by the corner stand. Baby, I own it. That's what you got to do, baby.
Who doesn't like a sweater? Am I right? Am I right? Do you need a sweater? I know you're sitting at home really cold right now, baby. Call. I have sweaters. Call me.
I have been selling lemonade for years, baby. I was selling it in 1991 to Lacey Chabert when she was just 12 years old. Okay, baby? I go way back, and I own that shit. Own it.
Own it, baby. Trying to give advice to little girls selling lemonade on the street. What are you doing out here, baby? No!
Oh, Lisa Rinna. I did tweet at her. I said, why don't you come to our show? But that was 45 minutes ago, and I I don't think she's showing up. But I can actually imagine, be like, we'll pay you. She'd be like, okay, there, baby. She bursts in, like, in a top hat. La da 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 da.
Baby, baby, own it, own it. Wings.
That would actually
own it,
be
wings.
My dream. It'd be my, I still have not gotten my croissant from her. She owes me a croissant. I'm very serious about this. She did say she would get me a croissant on Twitter.
She's going to PayPal that shit. Lisa Rinna is not going to walk into a public space and order carbs.
This
is never going to happen.
Wait, I can actually literally verify this because one time, oddly enough, I participated in a bake sale in WeHo, and Lisa Rinna walked by, and she looked at the goods, and she nodded. She's like, oh, this looks great. And she nodded and walked, kept on walking. That is a true story. It's one of the most bizarre stories because why I was participating in a bake sale, let alone one in WeHo, where you would just never sell anything to anyone.
Yeah, it's like a self-hating
and
bake sale.
And that Lisa Rinna walked by, I mean, this is what it is about living in L.A. You have random stories like that all the time, right?
Yes, but also thank God for the bake sales because that's when you find out who the fat people are. I mean, we stay inside unless there's a bake sale. I go outside and I'm like, I like French fries. I do too. That's it. I've got a date.
Ronnie, you sent me a headline of something that looked crazy today that I didn't actually see the full article, but maybe you saw more of it from some
Well, it was Daily Mail. Or was it Daily Mail? What's that one? Daily...
International Mail?
It was one... International Mail.
It's reading the headline.
Two Knicks! It's back.
Brandon and Craig know we're talking about.
Oh, my God. It's the first thing we all masturbated to. I mean, you're from Utah, yeah? So, yeah, that boy knows about jerking off
to
an International Mail.
You couldn't buy Playgirl, but, like, you get International Mail, which was this catalog from, like, 1991.
Dick outlines and like, terrible clothes.
It was like, no, I'm just interested in getting, like, really terrible bathing suits. That's all.
So the headline, I don't know, who cares? I don't want to pull it up. But it was, like, Daily Mail. You know that one where they bulletin the things so stupid people can get through it fast?
Bullet points, yeah.
So I read those. But the headline was, like, Thomas Ravenel, it's like shady, skeevy fox or something it was quoted, found new 30-year-old girlfriend in the Barnes & Noble self-help section.
He found a new lady. And then the next bullet point was Ravenel, who has two children with Catherine Dennis, whatever her name is. Kathy Dennis? What? The 96?
They have two. Do they have two?
They have two. And they said the second one after they had already broken up.
They had a second baby. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. Southern Charm premieres tonight, by the way, which is partially why I'm wearing these lime green pants, also because I haven't done laundry. So. But I'll just say it's for Southern Charm. L.A. Charm.
Why is Thomas in the self-help section? Thomas ain't going to read anything in self-help. What the hell is he
going to
read in
there? Well, he knows that's where
there?
He can find the damaged ladies.
How to date 30 or... That's so true.
He'll find the damaged ladies who he can come in and be like, I can impregnate you for free. I have a bridge named after me.
If you have a friend that I can get mad at and throw their purse in a pool, that's a plus. Telling you right now.
What a disaster that guy, like a beautiful disaster. Like I actually like live for Southern Charm and I'm so excited. Is everyone watching Southern Charm? Yeah. I got it. Oh no, Tammy says no.
Did
Tammy,
you guys see
Tammy?
Tammy
is doing this with her hair. She's like
nervous.
Hair. She's like, no.
It's like, oh, what are they gonna say now?
I'm sorry.
Oh no, Southern Charm. Oh no.
I don't do Southern Charm.
Southern Charm is amazing.
You're better off,
mostly because of the internet stuff, like the Facebook fighting, where she's like, you're not a good father. And then it's like some other dude's dick in the picture. Like, they're terrible. They're both horrible human beings, and it's amazing. Thank God for social media. Yeah. I love that show.
I love Southern Charm because they fight differently on it than on any other Bravo show, because they're like
some junior league Texas right
there. They're very polite, and they're very passive aggressive to each other, and they're like very sunny, but they are like. They, like, go in on each other in the way that, like, people from Charleston would. It's like, oh, what lovely shoes you have. It's like, oh, my God. Can you believe Cameron said that to Shep? His shoes are terrible.
That's how I was born to fight. I'm raised in Texas. That's how you do it.
You're yeah, like, it's like waspy.
Oh, you look so good, so you finally got some sleep. Yeah. That's how you say the bitch.
The big scandal last season was that Craig didn't clean up his bedroom. And Shep was like, gosh, Craig. I can't believe you keep it so messy. You got to grow up. Gosh.
Your room is dirty.
My room is dirty. It's dirty. I know it is dirty. I know it's dirty.
And then they kiss.
And I was like riveted. I was like, it is dirty. It is. Their big scandal was that, like, Craig and Catherine got lost one night on some
weird, we're back at Southern Charm, Island. Just in case you're wondering about newlyweds. Back at
Southern Charm. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Their big scandal is they got lost at night, and they had to, like, dig a hole in the sand and huddle in it for warmth as if they were, like, freaking in, like, Cambodia or something.
Like, I don't care whatever happens on that show. I just need Catherine to wear like some old great grandmother's inherited fur coat some more that doesn't even fit. It's like falling on the ground. And then for her on that bridge where she's like, Tommy's, don't go, Tommy's. That's my favorite. I need it to happen constantly. Yeah. And it does. On Watch What Happens, remember Andy was like, so you guys hate each other?
Yes, He's a horrible father, and he's probably going to kill our children. He's like, she's a stupid slut. And he's like, I think you guys want to fuck right now. He's like, they're like, yeah.
They went home and fucked and made another baby. What the hell?
It's true. Like, we're not even exaggerating. It was literally like, he was like, I would be happy if I never had to see her again for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, when was the last time you guys hooked up? Last night. Yeah. You know, well, you guys also on Newlyweds, you guys did a great job fighting and everything like that. You guys had a nice spectrum of fights, you know, like Craig and Brandon, you guys had fights about bills, you know, that was.
You need a haircut. I do need a haircut. You do. I do.
Actually, Newlyweds, I like that it's one season and they can just tie that shit up at the end. So there's like a you were wrong, I was right. Our kitchen is still remodeled. Like,
yeah.
We're fine. It's fine.
Wait, why?
Like, that's called winning, okay?
There is actually a really pressing question, which is, where the fuck is Crystal? Where is Crystal?
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal!
Crystal!
Crystal's in Canada. How dare she?
Well, have fun paying twice as much for books.
I'm going to Canada in 2 weeks. Maybe I'll see her there. She just bought a new car.
Ooh, she traded in that Mac.
Can she pick me? Can she pick me up at the airport? I'm serious. With her new car. Oh. Brandon brought her the car.
Did she hold your baby, though? Did she, like, oven your baby? I'm so sorry. That's so rude. But you know what I mean, right?
Not yet.
Well,
oh, you are?
I'm begging to do it.
Oh, my God, please
about,
do
they're
it.
They're talking about the babies.
Please. That's how to get a spinoff right there. Give that baby to her. Oh, my God. A fabulous pink furred and sequined baby.
By the way, for the record, Krista was originally going to get like a Porsche Cayenne or something like that, and then Brandon was going to get like
a Mini.
He was going to get a Mini, and then Brandon was like, I get the Porsche, and Krista gets the Mini. That I got off Craigslist. We're actually already like halfway through this shit. So we have
we're done with gossip things?
No, I mean we can still talk about gossip, but I'm saying
You do it. I'll bottom. I say that, but I'm the one who complains the whole time. Like
I want to make sure we have time to get to the other stuff, which is that we were thinking about something fun to do for the show. And we're thinking, should we go through top 5 Bravo parties of all time or top 5 Bravo vacation / trips of all time? And we want to know
that's
which
unanimous.
One.
That's unanimous. That's a two. That's two for two. Unanimous.
For everyone who wants us to talk about the top 5 vacations of all time, cheer, do something, make a noise.
Vacations, all right.
All right, the crowd has spoken, even though we didn't give them the second option. But.
All right, so just so you know what you're missing. Know this! That's it. That's all I have for the
So Ronnie and I Allison have both Dubois. Separately prepared our top 5 favorite trips / vacations, etc. And we're going to reveal them to each other and to you guys.
Okay.
Right now, live on the podcast.
My memory is terrible and I don't have notes. Okay, right, so I'm going to remember. It's basically the top thing Ronnie remembers from the past 5 years, being a chronic pothead. For some reason, this is not a good answer, but for some reason, I love the trip on Beverly Hills where they went to Ojai.
Yes.
Because Kim Richards was like, this is where I always come. I love Ojai because ever since I was a little girl, we'd come here and I'd be like, wow, it's so green. You know, I'd look at the green things. And they're like, okay, Kim, okay.
To be fair, she thought it was called So High.
A town that gets me. She'd never admit it, though. And you know what? God bless you for never admitting one goddamn thing, lady. That is how to not get charged by the police. Do not admit shit.
Admits nothing. Okay?
What's proof?
She needed all those dollar toys from Target. She's going to make a vision board.
Giving Kim Richards scissors. God bless her heart.
Yeah, God bless her.
What happened in Ojai? I feel like some shit went down. They were in this weird bed and breakfast.
They did the golf cart thing. It's like every season of Real Housewives, they got to pile into a golf cart and drive around like it's the craziest thing that ever happened. And then I seem to remember them like jumping from bed to bed.
Why you turn so fast? It's a path, Lisa. It's a path.
Darling.
Do you know what Ken and I have done for this path?
I feel like at one point Taylor Armstrong did like a cartwheel and then like her butt was exposed.
Was she still on there?
No, the suitcase is in Colorado. That was another trip.
Oh, okay. The suitcase in Colorado. Okay. Colorado. I switched. Colorado. Because that.
So number 5. Yes. Someone take notes.
You know what? I love hearing like, I told you so. Or I love saying, I told you so. That is so Taylor. Because that second season where she was like, this happened to me and that. I was like, no, it didn't. And then she was in that suitcase crying all drunk. And then they also had that scene where she was in the hot tub and she's like, well, you know what I mean about like the things. And they're like, wait, should we talk about this? And then she got shit faced and showed up to dinner and was like, I didn't believe Russell abused me. Or like, whatever. It came out so crazy and it made me, my hate turned to like love hate. Yeah. Like, I'm obsessed with Taylor now. I watch her Periscope.
It was also one of Adrian Malouf's finest moments when Adrian Malouf just looked at this crazy mess. He goes, I think you're having a nervous breakdown. And she's like, really? And she's like, yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here with your mental break. Get out of Ojai.
Adrian was good at that.
That was a good moment for her.
Hun, I just think you're crazy right now. You just need to have a seat. I dare you. No, really.
And the
Eat
best
something.
Part about Taylor is that when she has a mental breakdown, which is like a lot, her hair just flattens. If something happens, it just gets like stringy, like she's in the ring. It's just like her hair knows, like, it's going crazy. All the moisture's like, goodbye. And, like, it's just
God, could you imagine if the ring was Taylor crawling out of your closet? Or your toilet, I mean.
Yeah.
Tailored. Do you know what happened to me? No, just be quiet. Go back in there.
You get a phone call and 10 days, a week later, Taylor curls out of your TV and you just have to hug her and everything's fine. My number five favorite trip comes from the Princesses Long Island. When the Princesses...
That should be one. I feel like that should be number one.
The Princesses... So not all the trips are glamorous, okay? The Real Houses of Beverly Hills get to go to Dubai. The Princesses of Long Island went to a vineyard down to LIE, okay? They went to a vineyard. I had to go online and, like, remind myself the details of this. So these girls, they go to a vineyard, and there was... This was like the culmination of a big scandal in their group because there was Ashley versus Joey. And Ashley had been, you know, Ashley hated Joey because Joey said, "You're funny looking." And that's when Ashley was like, "I am the hottest funny looking girl I've ever seen." It's not true. So Ashley had started a hate campaign against Joey. And she had texted everyone on the cast saying, "Don't hang out with Joey." And then Erica.
Like everybody was lining to hang up. But Joey anyway, lining up to hang out with Joey. What's wrong with me? I'm so sorry.
This is what happens when you talk about the Princesses of Long Island. All intelligence just goes out. So basically what had happened was that Erica, who was the self-anointed hottest girl of the North Shore, she and Amanda went and showed Joey these text messages that said, "Hey, you know, like, don't hang out with Joey." So then... like, Ashley was all, like, Ashley was, like, mad at Joey. There was, all this stuff was brewing, and they went to the vineyard, and it all came out that Erica lied about showing the text to Joey, and then Ashley felt like she was, you know, she didn't have any friends, and she wound up hyperventilating, running away, and she called up her parents and asked for a private jet. She was 40 minutes away from Great Neck. She asked for a private jet, and then she uttered the most famous quote of all time. She goes, "Mom." It was actually Mom. I looked it up.
It was?
It was Mom. We've been saying Dad. She goes, "What a Mom, slap. Help Matt." It was just
That is the worst, like storming out of a party, but you have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Like she left and she was like, "It's a field. Fuck.
Where is the private plane supposed to land?" Like, it was probably, like, by the time it finishes taxiing, it's there. And on top of that, though, we always forget about this part. She went so crazy, she actually had to be taken to the hospital because she flipped her lid so much.
I think she had a stroke, right?
No,
like,
she had
something real.
She had a stroke afterwards.
Oh.
Oh, before?
I feel like it was right after that.
She's
like,
"You gave me a stroke. I hope you're happy. I was in the hospital with a stroke."
He's like, "You were?"
For me, that fight.
That was some stroke selfies. Hey, if you get a stroke, don't take selfies. So ugly. I mean, no offense. Who does that?
Well, I think for me, that episode was not only one of the funniest trips, but it kind of is like the torch for all the low-rent Bravo trips for like those series that didn't get like their second season yet. So like, okay, we'll give you like $5,000 to go down the street and like hang out at a bar. You know, this is your big vacation. You'll work your way up to Dubai. Like Secrets and Wives.
It's like a slip and slide in the someone's yard like a city away.
Yeah. It's the bouncy castle where Jonathan stuck his thumb up of What's-Her-Face's ass.
Oh, my God. The bouncy Liza. Castle. Yes.
Jonathan,
I wish that was a vacation.
I'm paralyzed, Jonathan. Secrets and Wives.
He stuck his thumb up my ass, ma. That girl. I will never forget her. The end of Secrets and Wives when she was, like, proving something to everybody by throwing her husband's chandelier off the balcony.
Yeah.
It was like at least $300. I mean, it was a cheap chandelier. But still, girl, you're poor now. You better be saving that shit.
Yeah.
Find Craigslist. Craigslist revenge, okay?
Yeah.
Stay off the balcony.
Seriously. So I think that's my number five. What's your number four?
God,
can you jog your
darling,
memory?
I don't know.
I have a list of some of them here that might help.
Oh, okay. I'll just steal yours.
Look on the
map. I do like this one, though. Can I say that? Or do you want me to take these?
You can take whichever one you want. It's really not a real list. We're just
my memory is really so bad. I'm so sorry. What is that? Who had a camping honeymoon?
Brandon and Craig, they're right there.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I did see it, obviously. But you guys, that was really like going to your honeymoon in a place where you know people are going to beat you up. I mean, that was just crazy.
Yeah.
Why are you going to go to a family camping spot? You guys were in short shorts, pride bracelets, and like gel, like pomaded hair. Like, what are you doing?
Did you guys actually choose that location, or did Bravo send you there? The concierge was like... Okay, in case you're not hearing this at home.
He said, I was told it was a bubbling brook. Gravel parking lot. But you see, well, it seemed ghetto to you, but you actually achieved Real Housewives of New Jersey status.
I was about to say.
With that trip.
Yeah, because Real Housewives of New Jersey actually had a vacation in a parking lot once. In California. They were literally in a parking lot calling. Yeah,
the same probably.
They were calling What's-Her-Face an asshole.
I've been on one of those trips. I've been on many of those parking lot trips with me, mom, and papa. They had this RV, and they would drive me and my cousin Matt around all over the country once a summer, parking lots. Every one of them. I'm like, why did you buy a vehicle for this? We're in a goddamn parking lot. I wish Lauren had been there, though.
I know.
Just tell everyone how horrible they are.
Yeah.
I really liked Morocco, mostly because Luann got kicked off the camel almost, and that shit was hilarious. It's also the place where there was a fight. Alex was trying to tell everybody off to keep her job on the show because she knew she was going to get fired. So she was like, Alex, this is New York for those of you who don't watch.
Yeah, Real Housewives of New York.
There's this like dorky one who used to be on there, and she'd be like, listen here, Missy.
I always say she looked like a cartoon carrot. You know, like a she.
Yes.
Like on like
she
an education.
That cartoon carrot.
Like on an educational film for how to eat your veggies. She was the veg. She was the carrot.
No. And then she's like, "Why did you bite me, Missy? We're gonna have a talk." And you're like, "Oh, you told me to eat you. You're a carrot."
Yeah.
But yeah, she was yelling and she was trying to get in everybody's face. And at one point, she's like, "Luann, I have something to say to you." And Luann was like, "You just clumped down here in your Herman Munster shoes." I just leveled it and walked away. She's like waving her finger.
Luann, my favorite Luann moment of that Morocco trip was when she had like arranged a little dinner thing at like 8 p.m. and Ramona didn't come down for like another hour, and Luann was livid and she's like, "This is not the Plaza Hotel. This is Morocco." Which is now like my mantra for life. Always remember where you are.
As if no one's late at the Plaza Hotel.
Exactly.
I'm sure.
And by the way,
an hour late.
Alex McCord's big moment for me in that too was when she was so angry and Kelly Ben Simone was trying to calm her down. She was like, "Close your eyes." Now open them. Now close your eyes. Alex McCord's like, and they're like,
"Close."
You're like, she's open. Like, "You're mad." She's like, "Actually," she's like, "You're sad." She's like, "No, I'm mad." "You're sad." "I'm mad." "Close your eyes." "I'm mad." And then, of course,
I forgot
Jill,
about that.
Jill and Ramona.
"Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Close your eyes." And she just kept repeating that. What the hell are you going to prove with that?
It is without.
But she did it. That was the best part. She's like,
it's like,
idiot.
Watching a traffic light.
So good.
By far,
traffic light.
By far, Real Housewives of New York City has the best trips. Like, with that, like, my list is almost entirely composed of New York City and Beverly Hills.
I think in New York, they can't travel anywhere. That's what I felt like when I lived in New York. I was like, get me out of here. Like, you feel so trapped, yeah. You know? I was just glad whenever they got to somewhere with open air.
Yeah. I mean, even they had one episode where they just went to Atlantic City. Just go to Atlantic City last season. Was an amazing
episode. That was the best.
That one start off. That one, you know, I'm going to make that one
that
my number four.
That was good.
I'm making that one my number four on the spot.
Yeah.
Because that
John, for sure.
That one actually opened up, like, within 5 seconds. That 5 seconds in, Heather Thompson going like, "Fuck you, Ramona. Like, I don't give a fuck. Get that." And she just stormed it. You're like, what is going on with this episode? Like, there was not
Wasn't
even.
Wasn't that the episode where they drove there and they met up at Sonia's apartment and she wouldn't let them in the
That's
foyer?
That's why Heather was mad.
Oh, wait.
That's why Heather was
mad. Oh, she was yelling at Sonia.
Because Heather was.
You said Ramona. I was like, wait
Did
a second. What? What
I'm
was
sorry.
This scene? Because you know I could forget that shit.
I'm sorry. I meant Heather at Sony. No, like, I'm very
you didn't
excited.
Even see it. Not you.
I'm caffeinated
but like, we
and drunk
didn't even,
at the same time.
We didn't even get to see it. We just heard, "Fuck you. You don't want me in your foyer. Fuck off." And then we saw her coming out all calm and collected. I love when they think that their mics are turned off because they're inside. Like, you always shoot outside. It's not like you're used to shooting in a backyard, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Not even the New Jersey christening that one took like at least 1 minute before the cursing. This one was literally five
the christening.
Seconds.
Can that be a trip? I love the New Jersey christening. That was amazing.
That was on my list of parties if we did the party.
Girl, they
party
showed
list.
A crucifix. And then people were beating each other up. It was so good.
It really,
that show
it made
was
this,
so good.
It made the baptism scene in The Godfather look like a walk in the park. Okay. So for my number three of trips, I'm going to say Beverly Hills, Amsterdam. If only.
You know, while when it started and while it was going on, I remember thinking, this is so lame for a trip. Like, they won't do weed. Do it. You see, I'm talking like them now. I won't do weed. Who says that? You ain't going to smoke it. You ain't going to eat it. You ain't going to mainline it. What? Do weed. Get out of here, old lady. But I remember it. I remember thinking, God, fuck this. They're in Amsterdam. They're not going to get high. Whatever. And then.
Then all of a sudden.
The glass.
The glass.
The glass. That is a deadly weapon, Lisa Rinna. I love Lisa Rinna acting all innocent. Yeah. I just show a gif of her every time, like throwing that glass. Fuck you! And then grabbing that turkey neck, yeah. Like, get over here, Kim Richards! Rip that shit right off.
What a great
like
moment.
A gizzard at Thanksgiving.
And Eileen, I mean, actually, I mean, you know, it's shocking that Eileen is still not demanding an apology from that situation. You beast! You beast!
Do you remember when you threw my water glass? Insinuating that was my husband's ex-wife that I just disregarded on the floor. Just say it! Oh, calm down over there, lady.
This bitch, okay, she got wine thrown in her face last season. She was, like, drawn into this whole thing. And the thing she's mad about the most is Lisa Vanderpump asking about her affair in the Hamptons. She's got to get her, like, anger priorities straight.
I'm so glad she just finally said, I'm mad at you because asking me about when I fucked my husband first was wrong. Finally, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Just admit it. Like, look, I ain't a hoe shamer. If your husband and wife, respectively, both sucked and you found somebody better, that's called life. Go, girl. But don't be acting like, why is everybody mad? I just don't understand why divorced people can't just be friends. Of course you want to be friends. You ended up with some soap actor's dick in you. Get out of here. It's easier for you to forgive. What about the wife and the husband sitting at home? They're sad. I purposely did not say that. Did you see me swallow it?
You can let it out. Ronnie, let it out.
No, I will not.
Let it out for people.
I will not let it out of here.
Let it out. Let it out.
Get it out of here.
So Amsterdam was great. And on top of that, you know, we always forget, like, there was other shit that happened in Amsterdam. That was when Brandy slapped Lisa Vanderpump. Like, slapped, you know? Not
oh,
like
Brandy slapped, yeah.
They fought on that boat. It was great. It was a great trip.
That's also where we saw the pictures of Yolanda when she was like, oh, look, this is my homeland. And then there were, like, random horse farmers coming up to her and being like, remember, I dated you. And she's like, oh, ho, I don't remember. Like, she never remembers poor people.
Foggy,
it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like, I grew up on this block. I remember nobody. Is this my mother? I don't know. She says, but I don't. But it's where we saw her in the limo when she was, like, 19 or some shit with Julio Iglesias. And she's still acting like she won something. She's like, oh, look at me with Julio in the limo. Julio is 60 in that picture, bitch. What do you think you won? You did not win, Yolanda. I mean, she just bought a $5 million house, so she won. She won.
Ronnie,
I'll give you credit.
What's your number three?
I'm stealing from yours, but I already said my number three. No, you said
it. I said my number three.
I don't remember this one. But that one has to win. You do the number three. I'll just
I was going to suggest this one for your number three since I forgot to say it for my number three.
Oh, that was good. Ben, you're so good at preparation.
I just thought of it right now. That's why I was texting.
So
I was writing it down.
He
I was
is.
Like, this is for Ronnie. And then I was like, oh, he's not reading. I'll just have to tell him.
You are so good.
Say this one right here. That
my notes are literally like 10 pages. No one needs to see them. Ben, this is so good because I would not have thought of this. Ladies of London in Denmark. Drip.
So good.
Drip.
Yeah.
So good.
I almost forgot. Yeah. Okay. This was, I hope that people watch Ladies of London because it is a fabulous show, especially season 2. It really came into its own. I don't know what if it's coming back or not. It is so, so good. And this trip.
I don't want to have Thanksgiving at a party, like, in America. I would, like sit around, like, eat, like, watch football. And then I would, like, unbutton my pants. Like, can I do that at the restaurant?
No.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable.
So, what was great about the trip to Denmark was that Caroline Fleming, we got to see her in all her glory. Like, I love Caroline Fleming. You know, at the moment they get that, there's one guy taking photos. She's like, and then again the bus, she's like, oh, I'm really so sorry about all the paparazzi that just always follow me everywhere. I'm like, there's one person.
Okay, it was one teenager with an iPhone,
hired
bitch.
By Bravo.
Are you kidding?
And then everything. Oh, here is my great-great-great-great-grandfather who decimated 10,000 people. Isn't that wonderful? They have a statue for him now.
Mommy and Daddy are so mad at me, you know. Oh, let's lighten everything up with this story of how I killed your grand-grand-grand-uncle.
What the hell kind of story is that? Welcome to my home. My great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather killed Jules. It's all these old guys around like, oh, that was good, wasn't it, Dunning?
Isn't this restaurant the most wonderful restaurant? You really must try the Comté cheese. You know, one time I came here, they didn't have the Comté cheese. And they looked all over town and they finally brought it for me. Isn't that so wonderful of them to bring it all to me? It's like, bitch, you don't act like you're just like, oh, where's the Comté? Like, you're probably like, get me the Comté or I'm never coming back here again with my cameras.
You're also so sad to wait in the restaurant for like 2 hours while this fucker was running all around Denmark looking for some cheese ain't nobody heard of. As for blue cheese, I mean, what happened to blue cheese? Am I right?
How lucky are you to be in a restaurant with me with Comté cheese? By the way, we haven't done Clear the Phlegm in a while, only because we keep forgetting, but we keep on meaning to. We will do
Man,
it again.
That's an endless fount of cuckoo.
So definitely that one. We only have a few minutes left.
I'm doing yoga in the frame of a door. This reminds me of the peace I get from the hashtag door. Hashtag olive. Hashtag garlic. Hashtag flooring. Hashtag front door.
No, hashtag front, hashtag door. If it has a syllable, it's getting a hashtag.
Who are these fans that are finding her from, like, hashtag door?
Yeah, they're like, ah, finally.
Finally, I found someone who does yoga in a doorway.
So for number two for our trips, what about New York again when they went to, I think it was St. John's, and Aviva Drescher demanded a banner.
Oh, that was good.
To be put...
I mean, that whole trip was some gold. Yeah. Because isn't that the one where they showed up and Sonia was like, don't touch my suitcase. Please. I cannot have foreigners touching my suitcase.
I think that may have been Morocco.
Like, they're meth in her suitcase. What are you protecting? It costs like $5, okay? Pirates. It's the cheapest drug ever.
That was when Luann cheated with a pirate. The fact that that sentence
is that
even,
the same trip?
The fact that that sentence can even be uttered in all seriousness shows why it's number two. Luann had sex with a pirate. And by the way, honorable
after
mention.
After he fucked Sonya in the butt, in the garden.
Yes. An honorable mention to last season's trip when Luann uttered the be cool, don't be all uncool. I made eggs à la française. An honorable mention to when they went to Montana and did nothing. It was so dull, it was actually amazing. That one. Yes, that's
what that
for
came
the Geraldine
from.
Parsons
I can't even be here. I can't even be walking right now. Like, right now, we're in a forest, okay?
Okay.
And it's, like, really bad for me.
Because that's
my father
that's
one time
actually Berkshire's honorable.
They're all they're the crazy bitches wherever they go.
New York
like,
City
we can
has,
meld them all.
Which obviously takes us to number one. I mean, do we all know at number one, the best Bravo trip of all time?
Yes.
Scary Island. One of the best Bravo trips, Bravo episodes, Bravo meltdowns, everything. It's like
that was really good.
It is like the Gone with the Wind of Bravo.
it's never gone. The wind never blows.
Yeah.
It's just like an apartment with the doors always closed. There's no wind blowing anywhere. It's just staying there and getting stuffy. And it's 2016. That bitch was still tweeting that today. Like, Kelly Benzema was tweeting something.
Today?
Yes. Well, it was posted on our Facebook today. But within the week.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, people need to stop giving me shit for something that happened 3 years ago or whatever. Mm. That was some good shit, girl. Have you eaten a jelly bean the same since?
Yeah.
I have not.
Between the jelly beans, the Al Sharpton, the the L Sharpton. Gold. Bethany, shut up.
Multi-snaps.
And there was not only that. Multi-snaps. Let's not forget. There was like so much, because even before that crazy breakdown, there was a whole episode. I think that was Turtle Time also.
Yeah, yeah, was.
There was a fight on the yacht.
That was Turtle Time, that one?
Huh, look over there. That was called the turtle, okay?
And then people always forget the third. It was three episodes. This thing was three episodes. And the last episode, Jill Zarin showed up. And everyone was like, oh, fuck. Just when we thought we could save this vacation, here comes Jill Zarin.
Oh.
And it was, and I remember Alex McCord, the look on her face, she wanted to cry. She actually wanted to cry.
They all got scared. And I loved Bethany. She was like, I can't. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what it is.
Like, literally.
I didn't know she was coming. Walls up.
My wall is
up.
With this. Like, literally, I can't. Jill Zarin, like, I don't get this. It's like, it doesn't fit with this island. Like, I don't get how Jill Zarin fits with this island. Like, I don't get it. It makes me want to cry. Like, literally, if Jill Zarin comes any closer to me, I'm going to kill myself. I'm just going to cut my throat and be down on the ground, bleeding out on the floor. Okay? I can't deal. I'm crying. I can't. Walls up. That is definitely the number one.
That was so beautiful. And I just, you know, as much as I hated Jill Zarin, please shut up, Jill Zarin. Hey, Jill Zarin, if you're listening to this, you're probably talking at the same time. Shut the fuck up and listen to this. How about that? Get off your phone.
And yet, at the same time, I want her to come back. So, yeah.
I do not. I don't. No offense. I mean, I like your daughter, but I don't need you to come back. I mean, you seem nice. You're not on the air now. So, head pat. Oh, look. Head pat, Jill Zarin. Head pat, darling. But, yeah, I don't need her to come back, but that was hilarious. She had caused this entire season of shit, and then you hear, hi, everyone. Bobby, come on, Bobby. Come on, Bobby. She, like, dragging her husband through this mansion.
She did Aviva before Aviva did Aviva. She's like, where's my banner? I thought you'd be, like, congratulating me for showing up at Scary Island.
Aviva literally. Oh, we didn't finish talking about Aviva's banner.
Yeah.
Poor Aviva. I feel so bad for her now when I see her all sad on Twitter. I don't know, because she's still tweeting things out like, here's what Bravo did to manipulate my person. I said, shut up. It's like forever ago. You were fired. No one cares.
Yeah. Aviva, you know, it's so funny because she was not like she was normal, but she was like a whatever. And then when that thing happened, because that was the first season that all those new housewives came on. And it was like, it seems like going okay. And then when that happened, all of a sudden, that season kicked into high gear. It was like, okay, finally we have a cast. And then the craziness has been going on since then.
Why did they fire Heather? I don't think they should have.
I think
Do you
she
think
quit.
They should have?
She quit.
She did not. That's what Kim Fields quit too. I'm sure.
Well, New York is coming back on Wednesday. So I think the way we're going to be doing our shows.
The Asian Jew. Brace yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time. I cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
She said the eighth that she's Asian and Jewish 20 times. I think it's important to her.
Well, Thursday's show, we're going to be talking about Real Housewives of New York City. We'll be talking about Beverly Hills. We'll be talking about the Pump Reunion. And as long as everything goes on schedule, Matt Whitfield will be joining us for that episode.
Yay, Maddie.
So I think we're out of time.
He's old. He's gone now, darling.
Oh, Dallas is next week.
Dallas is next week. This week,
Dallas
yeah,
and Shaw's next week.
That's so Persian. Start a show on a Sunday.
So,
Southern Charm is tonight. Yeah.
Southern Charm is tonight. It's like a clusterfuck of new shows.
Bye, Potomac. Bye now. Clear Potomac, darling.
So, you guys, thank you so much for coming to the show. This was so fun.
This is the best being done in 45.
Yeah. We're going to try. And by the way, everyone, like, buy drinks from the bar so that way they'll let us come back. Cause you guys
that guy is totally finger combing his hot head.
Well.
Getting ready for you.
Tip
yes,
well.
Look, Tiger.
He just did it. Tip yes. well. Thanks, Josh, back there. Thanks,
Thank
Sideshow.
Josh.
Thank you, everyone. This was so. We hope to do it again.
You guys are the best. Thank you.